You're listening to Drive On Live with Jason Wilder.
Fantastico, this is Live 89.5, and it's great to be joined in the studio all the time by different people from around the island, especially if they're doing something really cool, not just for you guys to enjoy, but also for charity. And for that reason, we have an event coming up this weekend. So I'm joined in the studio with Khun Wan D from Hooters Phuket.
Sawadee kam,
how are you?
I'm pretty good today.
Yeah. Excellent. Well, that's very nice of you to come in, because we were talking over the weekend. We were at the Laguna Phuket Food and Music Festival. How was that for you?
Yeah, there's a good feedback. Many people, they're interesting for the Hooter. And this is our first time for Hooter to join the Laguna Food and Music Festival also.
Yeah, and you should be proud, because there was a lot of big names there, a lot of delicious food. And yeah, it's like, you know, it wasn't a competitive thing, but it was like, it was nice to be involved, wasn't it, as a pop-up coming from Hooters to the area. So that was really nice. So for anyone who's sitting, listening to their radio now, or standing or dancing or whatever, and if they've never heard of Hooters, how would you describe what you do and what you are at Hooters Phuket?
Okay, so we are the American franchise restaurant, right? And we have around the world. The brand around the world. Even Phuket, Bangkok.
Because it started in America. It's a big chain from America,
yes,
wasn't it? And then it's kind of spread internationally now. So at first there was one in Bangkok, yeah?
No, the first one in Thailand is in Phuket.
We are the first one. Yeah. Wow, fantastic. I didn't know that. I thought it was Bangkok first and then Phuket. So there you go. Phuket setting the standard. Very nice. And so give us a description of what Hooters is, please, Kumandi.
Hooters is like a sexy sport bar, let's say. And we welcome for the family or friend or whatever, even the group coming. Yeah, we welcome. It's just like a multi concept, right? We're not just only the party place, just only the family place also.
Yeah, this is it, because it's like some people will think like it's only just for specifically for one set of people, but it is, of course, family. You do family days as well.
Yes.
There's days when the kids come and they enjoy sort of like a nice big meal there. But it is also known as a very party place. And of course, like, there's the girls dancing. There's also like nice beverages, great food, quite famous food as well, isn't there? The wings are very famous.
Wing, curly fry and burger.
they're the top sellers, yeah.
Nacho, what else?
The nachos. Well, the wings are super famous, and it was really nice. I think just before Christmas that you brought in a nice gift. It was nice. I was in the studio, and then suddenly yourself and the girls came, and I was like, "Whoa, what's going on here? The Hooters girls are here!" And it was like bringing amazing food. I was like, "This is a pretty good job.
Oh,
I've got a great job. I'm being visited by some lovely people, and it is really nice." So Hooters, yeah, it's like got a great vibe all the time. It's pretty much like an event most of the time. The girls doing their kind of like flash mob dancing in the middle of this sort of like evening and such. And it's open all the time. If people don't know whereabouts it is, where is it? Come, Wendy.
We are in the corner of the Luom Chai Road, right? Next to Hard Rock Cafe. And the same building with the Swiss Hotel.
That's that's very nice, and that's a nice little collective. So you can like go, there's the Drunken Leprechaun there, there's you guys Hooters, there's Hard Rock Cafe. So you can do like a pub crawl, as it's known, like go from bar to bar, and you don't even have to go very far. So more time for like having good times, chatting, drinking, and eating fantastic food. So this is really nice. It's always like an event whenever you're there, but there is a cool event which is happening on Saturday, which is May the 5th, coming up this weekend. Tell us about that.
Okay. Actually, Hooter, they have many charity events, or even we have a Meet Hooter contest, right? We try to add on the charity. And Bike Wash, this is our yearly charity event we do. We continue doing this is the fourth year already, right? The first year, we just do stand alone, right? And we try to make more partner, right, to help us. Some partner, they just help bring the product, right, to do the, what can I say, like the auction, product auction, and get some money to the charity. Now we have the license, right, official license for the DK, let's say Destination Kids Foundation. This is we already have the license to continue what we try to create, the special and new charity event to support this charity. Yeah.
This is fantastic, because I've got to say, so just to give a little rundown for anyone who's just tuned in, is the bike wash at Hooters, and it's any bikes, not just big bikes.
Yes.
So don't be just like thinking, oh, you've got to have a big bike, because obviously you've got some big names as well in the sponsors. There's Harley Davidson, there's Nikki's Handlebar getting involved, and they'll obviously bring some big bikes, but don't feel intimidated. Any bike will do that needs, if it's dirty and it needs washing, even if it's already clean, go down there for fun and go to along on Saturday, because this is where the Hooters girls will be getting their soapy sud sort of sponges and getting in there and washing your bikes for you to raise some money for the Destination Kids Foundation, which is the charity. It is a 100% charity event, so make sure that you go down there. And there is also some discounts going on. You get wristbands. If you buy your wristband, you'll get discounts as well.
Yeah.
10% discount, which is fantastic. What times, Kun Wendy, are you doing this on Saturday?
Okay, on Saturday for the public wash, right, we start from 1 until 7, right? We welcome for all bike, right? Don't let our Hooters go alone, okay?
Yeah, make sure they're busy.
Lady.
And they want to be busy. They're ready. They want to be busy, which is because it's a lot of fun as well, isn't it? It's like,
yeah.
You know, it's a little bit, it's a bit like a mini sort of like clean, soapy Songkran, isn't it? It's
yes.
Like you're blessing the bikes, making sure that they'll drive safer and look
yes.
nicer. So this is it. And raising money, as we said, for the Destination Kids Foundation, which is very, very special indeed. Now, there's other people getting involved as well, because I know you've got a beverage sponsor as well, which we can't talk about too much, but we will say, obviously, it's adult beverages to be enjoyed responsibly from...
I thank you for the Nikki Handlebar, Harley Davidson, Thai Bev, and Lalita Shop, right? And also the most important partnerships like a Friendship Leader. They help us for this, is that they continue help us this third year already.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So that is the Friendship Leather.
Yeah, Friendship Leather Shop.
Friendship Leather Shop, which is
yes.
on your poster here, which
oh.
is on the Facebook page, which you can find as well. All you have to type in is Hooters Phuket. Is that right? Yeah.
Yeah, we have the station in Hooters Phuket, right? Oh, I forgot. I have to say thanks for the Swiss Hotel.
And Swiss Hotel, yeah, of course.
They clean
yeah,
up for
fantastic.
The big parking lot for the biker or even our like a motorbike or scooter. The cleanup and also the Patong traffic police.
Of course, because this is the thing, you're going to be slowing down the traffic.
Yeah.
And you've got to make sure that people are safe on that particular part of the road. So is it going to be like a sectioned off part outside
yes.
of Hooters on the corner of the road, yeah?
Yeah, they're going to come to take care of the Patong traffic police. They're going to come to take care. Don't worry about your bike, okay? They have a professional...
Excellent. This is really cool. So this is Hooters Bike Wash coming up this Saturday. Come and get your bike washed. Now, it doesn't matter what size the bike is. And we even said you can bring along your Jatayan. Is it?
Jatayan.
I get it wrong. Jatayan. Even if you've got a push bike, then come along and get that washed as well and ring the bell. Ding, ding, ding. Ooh. That's that go on? Da-da-da-da. So that's very nice indeed. There is beverage promotions on as well on the day. So that's really cool. Coming up this Saturday. And you can find details at the website as well.
Yeah, hootersasia.com.
Hootersasia.com, fantastic. And also, that's the event that's coming up this weekend, Kumwandi. Now, what about some events in the future? Because I know that there is also, you do events like the Breast Cancer Awareness
yeah.
charity as well, yeah?
Yeah, for the next event, right, we create the big event for the charity. We call with many companies, but we haven't finalized yet, but I'm going to let you know later. It's a very huge event. It's just like a concert. We have the concert or something that is more fantastic. I'm quite sure everybody, they're going to be interesting. Right.
Yeah, and is this one the Breast Cancer Awareness
yes.
charity as well? Yes. So we'll be finding out more about that. Obviously, you'll let us know in the future a bit more about that as well. And so that's fantastic. So not only helping the kids, but raising sort of awareness. I think that, you know, Hooters from the past, as it's come into the future, is now about a lot about empowerment and the power of like what people can do together. So I think it's really cool. That's fantastic. So just one more time, let's get everyone involved. If you have a bike and you're going down into Patong or even make a special journey for this, it's coming up this Saturday, May the 5th, Hooters Phuket Bike Wash Charity 2018, hosted by Kun Wendy and the Hooters team.
Okay, and one more thing, right? The people that they bring the bike to join our event is still like a, is it a charity that no donate? We don't like a charge, like, it depends on what you want to support, right?
So it's not like a set price of money.
Yes.
It's just basically go down there and donate what you can.
Yes,
obviously, as much as you can. That's what we ask, because obviously it's to help kids out, Destination Kids Foundation. And then get a clean bike and then throw some money in there in the buckets.
Yes.
And enjoy and know that you've done something good and that you're riding away on a nice clean bike. So very cool indeed. Go on, let's see that. Show me what's this going on, this big piece of paper. Public wash from 1 till 7. That is from 1 till 7 at Hooters Phuket Patong. And there is a product auction party from 7 till 9. So after the actual bike wash has come to its finish, the donators and the sponsors who've donated prizes to be auctioned off, that will be happening from 7 to 9. So you've got 2 hours to get some absolutely fantastic things at auction prices and know that you're raising money for the charity as well. I think you're going to have a great day.
Thank you.
I think you're going to have a really good sort of good clean fun washing the bikes and having a great time. Come on, Wendy, thank you for coming in.
ขอบคุณ
มากครับ
ขอบคุณค่ะ คุณเจสัน
Okay, and say hi to all the team at Hooters Phuket in Patong. I'm sure that they're I'm sure they're very proud to be doing something really good this weekend. So so happy
น้องครับ ขอบคุณค่ะ
Thank you, come Wendy from Hooters Phuket in Patong here on Live 89.5. Just what you need.
Live 89.5, your island, your station.